just tells a million stories. If you look...
Dawn Stevens clutches a blanket as she introduces me to the brewer house. Even though we're inside, the heat hasn't worked for years.
Just this little area right here is just a snapshot of everything this house has lived through. You know, it's kind of just talking to us through what we see.
In the foyer are remnants of the home's past. The wood flooring that was replaced in the 30s, linoleum from the 70s, even a scrap of wallpaper that Dawn's husband, Greg Young, confirmed as a piece of the original.
You see something that hasn't seen the light of day in 117 years, you know, so that to me is very exciting.
The home was built in 1897 by the Brewer family in the old Mansion Hill district of Cedar Rapids, just uphill to the north of downtown. Legend has it, President Taft was a regular guest. At one time, this part of town was covered with stately homes owned by the wealthiest families in town. At the Carl and Mary Kohler History Center, a few blocks away, historian Mark Stauffer Hunter pulls out a large yellowed book of maps once used by firefighters.
Here's the train tracks. The U.S. Cellular Center is here now. Taco Bell is right here now. None of these stand anymore. Everything's been torn down.
In the 30s, the Brewer House was converted into one-bedroom apartments. It held on as the rest of the homes on the block became parking lots and offices for the nearby Mercy Medical Center.
The feeling around the rest of the country is that Cedar Rapids was kind of getting off track from the rest of the country for the first time by not paying attention to its historic buildings. And we were tearing down too many of them through the 1960s, 70s, and 80s.
Cedar Rapids has 40 properties listed on the National Register of Historic Places, including the Brewer House. By comparison, the city of Davenport has more than 250.
If we don't pay more attention to preserving more of what's left, we may not be as successful as other towns.
In 2011, Mercy Medical Center purchased the Brewer House, and it seemed it would go the same way as many of its former neighbors. But enter Dawn and Greg, who had been looking for a place to live. The hospital sold the home to the couple for $1, under the condition that they'd move the house, the whole house.
We are officially the owners of the building. The site still remains in possession of Mercy. So this house will need to be lifted from this site and moved to the new location, which is actually in the Oak Hill Jackson neighborhood.
Oak Hill is about 10 blocks away. There are contractors who can do that for you, but moving a historic home to save it can cost about $30,000. That's even before the rehabilitation process. But tax credits are available if the home is listed on the National Register. Greg says that's what makes this project affordable.
Our initial estimate is about $190,000. Tax credits are actually doing what they were intended to do, and that is allowing us to save a piece of history.
The contractors have to wait until the weather warms up to actually move the house. Greg and Dawn are hoping to complete renovations as soon as this summer. And although they plan to live in the Brewer House, they also want it to become a place for nonprofits to meet.
With old homes, you have to treat them like people who have lived a long time. You can't just go in and willy-nilly do whatever you want. I love the fact that there's a huge team at the state level, the federal level, the local level, of people who care about what happens and how this house is handled.
And the home's original owners, the Brewers, would probably be proud of that too. In Cedar Rapids, I'm Duri Buscarin, Iowa Public Radio News.